Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir in Mishnayis. This Shir is actually going to be recorded a little bit out of order. I apologize, I realize I accidentally skipped the Mishnah, which is Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. So this recording is only going to have that one Mishnah, and then the next recording I'll do later, though after this, will be continuing from where I left off, which the last one we did in order was also Perek Zayin, but Mishnah Yud. So it'll continue from the next Mishnah after that. So this Mishnah now, Sanhedrin Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, says, Hanosim Yizara LaMolech, one who gives over his children to Molech. Molech, we talked about, was a type of Avodah Zarah, and the process by which it was worshipped was one would take his children and lead the children through two fires. A lot of people are misguided by this. It wasn't actually burning anyone, it seems, at least according to most of Farshim, it was just passing through these fires, which symbolized a certain unity with that Avodah Zarah. So it says that Avera is Eino Chayav Ad Shimser LaMolech V'Yaver Be'esh. One is not obligated until he gives over his children to Molech, seemingly makes a declaration of that, and passes them in between these fires. Maser LaMolech V'Lo Haver Be'esh, if he gave over to Molech, but did not involve himself in this process of the fires, Haver Be'esh L'Maser LaMolech, if he did the fire ritual, but did not give over his son, Eino Chayav. One is not chayv. Ad shimser l'molech v'yaver eish. Until again, the mission is kind of interesting, kind of seems repetitive in this line, until he gives over his child to Molech and passes him between the fires. Baal ov, what is that? We mentioned the avers of a baal ov or yidoni, which are also two types of necromancer, I think they call it. Someone who is attempting to raise spirits, gain otherworldly knowledge through these efforts. So baal ov is a pitom amadabim shechio. A baal ov is a pitom, I think it translates as a skull, that speaks from his armpit. It could be the person takes a bone or a skull, we'll see. He puts it in his armpit, and he gets that thing to speak about the future. Yidoni is amadabra b'siv. Yidoni is he speaks through his mouth. Har'elu b'skila. Both of these are skila. Both of these get stoning. V'hanisha b'hem azar. One who asks of them, one who asks of these powers, although it is an avera, it's not skila, it's an azar, it's a lav. So let's hear what the Rav says. The Rav says, Sheyimser lemolech, what does it mean to hand over to Molech? Means, I'm sorry, I got lost a page over here. Sheyimser lemolech means, second. Yeah, Sheyimser lemolech, Moser obiyata komer, means to hand over the child in the hands of the priests of the Avodah Zarah. V'yavir be'esh, ma'avir mitzadzeh letzadzeh. It means to pass him from one side of this fire procession to the other. The vera is one will not pass, one will not give to pass over, to transfer through the fire. It says there, will not be found amongst you someone who passes his son or daughter through the fire. Just as the second pasuk is making it clear that the passing over has to do with fire, so to the avera, the pasuk earlier obviously means fire. There is no separate avera of just passing over one's kids to the molech. It has to be through the fire procedure. Ov ze pitom lokeach gugolus. He takes a skull, shalmes of a dead body, la'achar shenis akol abasar, after the flesh has been all eaten up. Yeah, v'shol mimenu umakter lo, sorry, then he offers to it, he gives incense to it. V'shol mimena asidos v'himishiva, it asks then the future, and the skull can answer. We believe that these things work, by the way, just people have a misinterpretation that, I mean, there is perhaps a Rambam that says otherwise, but we believe these things could tell one the future, but the Torah ushers us from doing it. But that the power exists, we don't doubt, and this seems very clear from these Mishnayos, from this Rav. V'adar mishechio, one who speaks out of his armpit. So this is actually a different version of it. But some people make that the dead body answers through the armpit. I guess you take a skeleton, whatever it would be. This is an animal that it's called a yadua. Its form is that of a man. And its face, hands, and legs. It is connected by its navel to a rope, to a type of plant that is coming out of the roots. Shinishash ba'aretz, it's planted in the ground. Shemisham chiyusa, from there is how it lives. Ukshirotim letzudosa, when one wants to hunt it, mor mchitzim elachevel, one shoots arrows at this rope, achihu nifsak, until it splits. Vihime semiyad, and this animal dies immediately. Bikure v'loshen chachamim, in loshen chachamim, they call it barnash tetur, which means the mountain man. So this is some sort of animal that did exist, perhaps it still does exist, and one would take this animal and would get it to communicate also the future. Vanishim Bahem, Shabav Shol, one who comes and asks Bahem, saw a different before Shem asked, what is the Lashon Vanishal? That's passive, one who is asked. So, a bit of a tzarechin. But the Rav definitely explains it means one who is asking. Vahagid lo davar ha'asid, to tell him the future, kigon Shaul, like Shaul HaMelech did this. Shaul HaMelech brought up a spirit, and that was an aveir that he did. It's clear in Tanakh for that. Vahazhara, that person gets all right, the al tifnu el ha'avos, the aveir of, do not turn to the ovos, to the ovos, to these powers that can tell the future. Okay, as I said, that's just Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, and the next recording, Mirtzah Hashem, will continue going forward.